Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Tuesday, January 31st, February Eve, 2023. 29 degrees, which is almost minus 2 degrees Celsius. 76% humidity. Because it's been cold, so it's been dry. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Morning.
Good morning.
So I was sitting there marinating, as I do, and North-South streetcar went rolling by, and I looked, and there was big hair dude in the back seat working on his phone like he do, and it was weird, this feeling of, I don't know, victory came over me. It was weird. And those are events that happen in Portland. People will be shouting for unknown reasons. Very strange. That'll derail your train of thought. Anyway. Sorry, just trying to hit back into that mental groove. Having some guy yelling for no reason as he walks down the street. That'll shake you up. Whatever normal vibe you project onto the world, it rarely includes random people yelling for no apparent reason at themselves. That's a real disruption. So, sorry, it just really threw me for some reason. I don't know why. Anyway, so I saw a big haired dude, and it was like victory, but it was also this sense of yes. That's what it was. It was yes. It was like, it's hard to describe. It was looking for an affirmation of some kind, or looking you've projected or started to notice a pattern, and when that pattern is affirmed, it's like cool, because I don't think anybody else in the world is looking for this guy on the North-South train at 6:15 a.m. That's my pattern. I found that. Although, I don't know, I guess, you know, maybe the streetcar driver, if it's the same driver, recognizes familiar faces on their routes. So I'm not alone on that. But the point is that It's something that I was looking for, and I found it. And I was it really kind of struck me, that feeling that I had when I saw that. There was a video that came out, oh God, must have been a decade ago, maybe? A decade. When did I start measuring time in decades? What the hell? But it was. Jeez Louise. Powell's. The Corvid Congress is in session and talking. But there was a... Clearly I'm very distractible this morning. Somehow we'll get through this line of thought I'm trying to pursue here. Bear with me. Maybe some coffee will help. So there's a video that came out about 10 years ago, maybe more, called What the Bleep Do We Know? And it was this intriguing collection of explorations of quantum physics and molecular biology and an intersection with spirituality and mysticism. And, you know, I was calling up all sorts of intriguing experiments in quantum tunneling and God, I'm trying to remember all the different things that were referenced there, but it was, what struck me, and I'll get to why I'm referencing this in a second, but what struck me about the video was that intersection of science and spirituality and how much of some of the more, not established, but, well, yeah, established spiritual constructs also align with what's being discovered in terms of the way the universe operates on the quantum level. And one of those quantum aspects is that by observing a thing, you change that thing. On the quantum level, your awareness, your perception of something alters the way that thing orients in the universe. Which, you know, that may not sound particularly impactful, but if that's the case, then 7 billion people are affecting the universe by the things they assign attention to, by the things they look at. That's profound. This is quantum physics, so it's theory, but I mean, there have been scientific experiments to bear out these theories. I mean, they're building quantum computers built on these subatomic particles. So there's something tangible to this. This is not just woo-woo. But, and here's the entire point I've been trying to get to. At the end of the video, one of the scientists says that when he starts his day off, he actually kind of has this conversation with the universe and invites it to show him something that, how did he put it? I forget how he put it, but basically that proves the universe is listening. You know, show me something that is amazing, that proves that there's more going on than just random mechanics and physics and chemistry, that there is something more substantive. It's an invitation to show me something fabulous. And I kind of think that's, that maybe that was part of the feeling that I had when I saw big hair dude in the back of the train, was I had, in looking for him, I expressed a desire, and that desire was fulfilled. And that, I think that equation is critical. I think that equation is essential to something. I don't know what, but, you know, it kind of goes back to what I always said at the end of the Roundtable podcast. You find what you're looking for. And, you know, on an emotional level, I mean, that's kind of just psychology of, you know, focusing yourself on the things that you want. But on a quantum level, it's also kind of manifestational. Yeah. Morning. So, yeah, took a while to get there, but yeah, I don't know if there was anything in there that was salient or relevant, hopefully at least entertaining, maybe, I don't know, but we're back at Jamison Square, so I'm gonna call that a Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. Or the day with no nickname, which means it is ripe for definition by you. I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. I hope the universe surprises you. And I hope something that you desire manifests in some way. I mean, that equation, that cycle of desire and manifestation, desire and discovery, desire and creation, dare I say? I mean, that's fundamental life stuff. That's the machine, that's the engine, man. That's the wow factor of the world, of the universe. Desire and manifestation. Whee! Oh, got shivers. Of course, it could be because it's 29 degrees. But however it goes down, I mean, part of that equation is to create. And that's what Brother Zig keeps telling us. Despite everything, y'all, create. It's kind of how we roll. So grab on with both hands. Make that happen. Even if it's just a ham and provolone sandwich with Dijon mustard and mayo. That counts. That totally counts. And I will tell you, God, love fearlessly. Love will surprise you. The level to which you commit to love determines the highs and the lows that love will bring to you, or will awaken in you, or whatever. So, going all in without fear, it's hard, but it's a ride. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.